from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Yeah, no, you zoom moments. Out. You really got to zoom out.
We had our moments.
Right now.
Started rough.
From where we
rough.
Are.
Right there, we had a little bit of a sweet spot there of was, innovation and idealism.
I was at the in-laws yesterday in the afternoon, and the Cubs game happened, and that fourth inning happened. And I just, for the couple innings after that, I just didn't know what to do with myself. I was just kind of like drifting a little. And my brother-in-law and my mother-in-law started to talk about the debate and started to talk about Biden and Trump. And it's like, and they very often get into this and it's like, I'd usually run screaming. But I realized as I was sitting there, I'd rather think about this than
great.
Than the Cubs.
It was.
I would rather
so I'm
hang
not there.
Out in that.
Yeah, I'm not there.
Oh, man.
I'm not there.
I jumped into that conversation.
Yeah, earnestly interested
earnestly,
in a Biden-Trump
I was like,
conversation.
I think, and you know what we did? We all ended up watching John Stewart make fun of both of them. That like 15-minute clip of John Stewart making fun.
Yeah, I watched it,
and we're all laughing. We're all laughing together. I'm like, all right. All right, we got somewhere. We got somewhere as a room just today. And that's why I'm voting Bubby for president 2024.
Was she born here? Is she eligible?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, great. Fine. She can have my vote, too. Great.
Let's go, Bubby.
Unlike previous presidential candidates, she does actually have Native American blood, yes?
She does.
We'll
get to that later in the show. That's a tease for all your listeners out there. Stay tuned.
Actually born here. That's
excellent.
Right.
That's great. Okay.
So anyway,
perfect.
But yeah, I was not in a good place and wanting to even think about the Cubs or discuss the Cubs or frankly come to work and talk about the Cubs. But here we are.
Well, I said on Friday it was as close to a must-win series as you could get without it actually being a must-win series because they are obviously the team you're supposed to be better than. They are obviously better than you, both on the field and organizationally. That would be impossible to dispute at this point. But we can talk any specifics of the game that you want to. And I think there's a lot of things to get to from all three of the games. But man, last year, an 8-game winning streak saved them from being sellers. That's pretty well documented at this point. That 8-game win streak got them to 53-51, but on the right side of the expanded wild card race. An 8-game win streak right now wouldn't do much for you, man. Really wouldn't. Like an 8-game winning streak would make the Chicago Cubs 47-46, and given the sheer volume of teams that they need to jump over, that actually wouldn't put them into the playoffs. It would put them close. If you just assume that every team in front of them played 500 baseball. So I give no one credit for being good, no one credit really for being bad. And you just like averaged it out. They'd still be on the outside looking, and they'd obviously be closer.
A game over 500, depending on when the time frame would be, would go. See, because Jed,
it went too much for me.
I think it would do a lot for Jed because he's. But, and we'll get to Jed audio later. Jed has been spending the last couple of months sitting around waiting for them to play better.
I know, but I'm saying
he's still sitting around. And if he saw an 8-game win streak, he'd be like, "Oh, there they are. There's that team I built. There's what I know."
Right, but I. But I'm talking to you. Would you feel that much better? Because we got fooled by an 8-game win streak last year. That 8-game win streak was not representative of what they actually were or are.
Mm.
They won 83 games. Yeah. They collapsed when it mattered.
They did collapse. They did collapse late, but that eight game win streak happened. And Danny, I mean, don't forget, look, if we're going to talk about last year's eight game win streak, it hits very close to home. Me and Elise Menaker and Mike Esposito were the reason that thing happened.
I'm sorry.
Okay?
I forgot who I'm talking to.
I mean, that's the thing.
Danny, that eight game win streak didn't change what you feel.
I mean, we were a huge part of the spark of that whole thing.
And none of it would have happened had Seiya not rob Yoan of that grand slam. Who knows what could have happened? We could have all saved ourselves a lot of aggravation, perhaps, if that ball went over the fence.
Yeah,
excellent point.
A lot of bad teams in that stretch.
It's just like, but it's not.
Forgot about that detail.
It feels a lot later than it is because of how long they've played as badly as they have. But an 8-game win streak that puts them one game over 500, to answer that question, I think it would change a lot in the mindset of that front office. Would it change the mindset for us? Yeah, it would.
47-46, you'd be there. They're worth buying into. They're worth believing in.
Not necessarily. I don't know if, but there was certainly, you're not racing to sell everything that you have. You're probably in a spot where you're then waiting another couple of weeks and deciding whether to make a small buy or not. You know, I mean, it's like, it's so these moments matter. These times matter. I'm sure you set the table on Friday very well and effectively for how important this series was. And it was important. And the reason that yesterday just kicked people and certainly kicked me in the rocks as much as it did is because of how ugly they played on Friday. Just pathetic, you know, and forgetting how many outs there were and then all of the ugliness that was going on. And then Saturday, they come up with a win. Steele is great, and Steele finally freaking screams. Somebody shows something after it feels like they've been sitting around for 2 months doing nothing from the front office perspective. You wondered what council's even doing. Who is anybody doing anything? We're scraping around the last couple of months going like, who's the funny guy on the coaching staff? Is he taking them and doing funny things?
Yeah.
Who's the ass kicker on the coaching staff? Like,
this
who is
a dead ass team?
They were freaking dead ass forever. So finally Saturday, they show you a little something. And Steele is feisty, and he talked about it, by the way, with Zach Zabin on pregame yesterday. This was great. Great one-on-one from Zach and Steele.
I mean, I was just frustrated, you know, just the way runs were being given up and stuff. And, you know, I myself have places I can be better too, so I got to hold myself accountable as well. So, yeah, I mean, We're a good ball team, and we're capable of playing really good baseball, and we all know that.
There's a belief here that this team can be much better than it's been. How do you guys get there?
Simply by putting wins in the column. There's no other way to put it. We just got to put wins in the column. That's the only way to show it at this point. So no other thing to say but to go out there and do it.
Well, so they got me. It got me. Got me one more day. Because, like, last week, Danny, you and I are here, and we're like, yeah, we're not good. Go ahead. Print it. Hashtag it. Make the T-shirts. Put it out there.
Yeah, a couple of you, by the way, who sent pictures with the not in the We Are Good shirts, really like that.
Yeah.
Considering making it my avatar.
Yeah, there you go.
It's
you
funny.
Know?
It's good work.
But they got me one more day with that win on Saturday, with Neris getting the save, even though it was, of course, a little scary, but with Steele being all pissed off and everybody admitting after the game, that's good. Yeah, we needed that. They got me, and it was like, you know what? If they win this game with the Brewers and they get 2 out of 3 and they start to believe in themselves, hey, the Phillies are battered. Maybe they could take 2 out of 3 from the Phillies without Schwarber and Harper. And maybe it's not too late because the moment to seize the freaking calendar is literally, it was this past month and they didn't do it. But they got me with one more day. And then there's Hendricks, and we've talked about it, how good Hendricks has been. Oh, best ERA in baseball in the month of June. He's reinvented. Dad said, where's the curveball? He's throwing the curveball. First three innings, it's what, 36 pitches, 3 scoreless?
Yep.
Nico homers on the first at bat of the game after Steele lights him up. I mean, here we go. There's one more time. You're feeling it. And then that 7 freaking runs with the Bryce Turang Grand Slam topping it off. Just that was a smack to the spiritual nutsack for me And I think for a lot of others.
The spiritual nutsack.
My spiritual nutsack.
Is that where your spirit is?
Yeah. It's
you keep your spirit in your nutsack.
Apparently.
Okay.
Because that's where it got me.
Sure.
Danny.
Just way to be stereotypical of our gender. That's what people have been saying. Oh, man, you only think with this. Yeah. This is where my spirit is.
Guilty as charged. And I saw spiritual nutsack at the Lounge Axe.
The sack of the
1998.
Spirit.
1998. Those guys were great. But and then I heard
a little vulgar.
My surprising the band, yeah, they were not the bit, but the band for sure. And then I heard my surprising spirit animal, Dustin Rhodes, this morning. After
now you're
he
in
was
trouble.
Talking about it, he said he didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to do after that Grand Slam. I was wandering around my neighbor's house or my in-law's house, and I got involved in a conversation about the debate, Danny. That's how much that thing freaking broke me. Because
well, that innings was stupid also. Contreras leading it off with an infield single. Hap. What was Hap doing on that ball in left?
I don't know.
What is he doing?
I thought Hendricks was right. He said after the game, I thought it was a home run off the bat. I got lucky he was even in the park.
Okay.
So, yeah, but I don't know what the hell Hap was doing.
He missed it by 8 feet.
We're not good. We are not good. And they got me with one more day. So, and then it just pissed me off so much to see it all come tumbling down, and it's just sucked. And I'm like, there's too much invested. I care too much, obviously. My spirit shouldn't be down there, and it shouldn't be involved, but it felt very involved with the baseball yesterday, and it just absolutely freaking crushed and sucked, and I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
It's good to see you.
John Murray, good to see you too. John Morosi in 20 minutes on what a sell-off would look like. What he's hearing based on other reports about Crochet and Robert that are kind of conflicting about the White Sox. We'll do some baseball trade stuff with our guy John Morosi in 20 minutes. But more specifics from the actual weekend. Because, yeah, it's bad and it's ugly. Is it still a professional product? It's next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Parkins and Spiegel Show Flashback.
Flashback. Flashback.
This series must win feels ridiculous when it is this early in the season, and it technically isn't because there is more time left and all that. But it feels like one of the last chances to turn this thing around. Like, you sweep the Brewers, there will be a little bit of jolt of life in the team, in the city.
Playable, I believe, for Hap back near the fence, and Hap misjudges the ball, and it hits the wall, and holding at second is the runner, Bowers.
We're obviously not close to where we want to be.
Well, there was an incident involving Justin Steele, and he was very upset, understandably.
Yeah.
The Cubs made some misplays, and there were errors.
So offensively, you know, no matter who we're facing, we're going to have to be better.
Fly ball to center. This is going to end the game and the series. Frelick makes the catch. Milwaukee wins it 7-1. And they take the series 2 out of 3.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons on The Score.
To me, the low point was that. I mean, I didn't know what to do. I literally, as a fan, I didn't know what to do after that Grand Slam.
I feel you, Justin. As you said, dangerous.
Dustin?
Yeah, Dustin. I feel you, Dustin Rhodes. And Justin Steele. Feel them both, really.
Yeah. But you feel Justin Steele's frustration and Dustin's confusion?
Dustin's confusion. And yeah. It's a scary thing when Dustin Rhodes is your spirit animal.
Yeah, I know.
It's a tough spot.
Especially with that spirit's in your nutsack.
It's just, it's not that the spirit is, let me clarify, it's spiritual nutsack.
Please.
Wow, that was great. What a moment.
Thank you. Thank you, Justin. Or Dustin. It was...
I'm confused.
The spirit itself has a nutsack. So the spirit itself was kicked in the most vulnerable part of the spirit. You get me? That's what I'm saying.
That clears it up.
Yeah, I think... I think it does.
That clears it up.
I could have been kicked in the spiritual head or the spiritual stomach, but I was kicked in the spiritual nutsack.
I get it.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
All right.
I'm glad we settled that.
Thank you very much. Peter gets it.
You and the 20-year-old with the same sensibilities and maturity. Keeping you young. That's good.
That's true. Somebody's got to.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the thing is, like, you were talking about hate watching last week. Like, when I know Bellinger is stealing on that ball in the sixth, forgot the number of outs, too.
For sure.
For sure. Right? That is just so unacceptable. It's so unlikable. It's, I'm actually watching this game on a Friday night in the summer in Chicago because it's a big game and it's Cubs Brewers and I want to care and I'm a fan. And what, like, it's like, well, hold on a second. All right, fine, mental error, whatever. But no, you don't deserve my time.
No, it's ugly.
You know, like that's not trying hard. That's not having too little talent. That's not, you know, being too injured. That's just, no, sorry. Click.
Yeah.
Literally not worth my time. I can catch up on the rest. Goodbye.
No, it's true. And then you saw it early on Saturday again. And that's why Steele losing it was like, yeah, of course he is.
Yeah.
Of course. And it's like so easy to realize where that's coming from. It's coming from an honest place and a good place. And that dude is balling.
Yeah, good leadership.
Out.
Good leadership, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, just be natural. And if that's there, then let it freaking fly. It's gotta fly. But then the problem is it comes right back on Sunday. Something is deeply broken here. So something is deeply flawed and broken here. And I think like big questions are going to have to be dealt with. If this thing just stays this ugly and if they sell off and then they kind of deal, big questions about Jed's future, about manager value. I can tell you this much. That stuff is getting questioned right now. I did WEEI in Boston. Rob Bradford, our friend Rob Bradford, had me on Saturday because they're talking about Alex Cora. Alex Cora's money is up. His contract is up. They love that dude. Won a World Series, got suspended, went away. They brought him back. But they know what he brings, you know?
Well, so manager value, we talked about that before Council got $8 million a year. And when they gave it to him, the thought was not really just a manager.
Correct.
Makes more money than Jed. He's called a manager, he wears a uniform, he speaks to the media, but he has to have value not only in maximizing the roster, but in macro 30,000-foot organizational philosophy questions to justify the salary, because it's not an $8 million a year position.
And that was exactly the context in my first answer to Bradford about the Boston things. Like, well, you know, you can't just be going apples to apples talking about paying a manager you already have.
He's a baseball mind.
He's a baseball mind. Exactly. He's a bigger picture baseball mind. But I'll tell you what, this half season's worth of this data point of this half season is pretty freaking miserable. But it's
terrible. I mean, it's terrible.
But
yeah.
It's bigger than that.
Council will be on, by the way, Wednesday at 2:30.
Well, and Council may outlast Jed.
Oh, I mean, at this point, he's a heavy favorite
to outlast Jed. And Council getting paid as such and being talked about, like I mentioned in spring training, of like, he seems to be perhaps the development godhead of the organization, akin to what Earl Weaver was for the Orioles, to what Tom Kelly was for the Twins, or at least they're putting that on the plate as a possibility. So then this team might get rebuilt, this organization might get rebuilt, reshuffled a little bit in Craig Council's image as opposed to Jed's image, which is a freaky place to be.
And listen, my guess is no matter how this thing goes, they're both back next year. That would still be my bet, and we'll talk more about that at length at 5 o'clock. But like, this is really bad. It's a really tough moment, but it does make you recalibrate a whole bunch of things. But so like that Friday moment, I felt like deserved to be highlighted, because that's just what if we're talking about a sell off and a last place team, it's like, okay, then you got to at least give me a good product in terms of like I know the losing is a bad product in and of itself, but you know what I mean. Play clean baseball, play hard, respect the fans, respect all, that's, sorry, Cliff, yeah. not interested.
I'll be, I will forever wonder what this team plays like over these first 82 games, 83 games now, whatever. It's been 83 games?
Yeah, they are, what, 39 and 45, so that's 84 games.
Oh, we missed 83.
Yeah, well.
That's a tough moment.
You were working on the, yesterday?
I wasn't.
Oh, you didn't do the show?
No, I didn't.
Oh. I was listening. All right.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I just assumed. I assumed the Sunday show that you occasionally host, that you were doing.
Danny, I was off all weekend. I was off Friday.
Saturday and Sunday.
And Sunday, yeah.
All right, my bad.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm sure Mike Esposito appreciates you listening.
I'm sorry. I mean, at least that should make you feel better. How ridiculous would it be if I came in here today with 90 minutes of hit and run thoughts?
Boy, Espo was great.
He was all
Espo
over.
Was driving home some stuff, man.
Yeah, those monologues. Yeah. It was just swag, man.
Thank you, Mike Esposito, by the way. But like, it's an interesting thing. And we're big questions are going to have to be dealt with.
Well, and then one other micro that I wanted to point out.
Yes, though. Please.
I'm watching Saturday's game. Two outs, runner in scoring position because Dansby had just hit into a double play with two on. First and second, mm-hmm. No outs. Dansby, instant double play. Like, all right, this is infuriating. PCA up. Comes through. Great at bat. Gets the two strikes, ropes a single into right center field, scores a go-ahead run. They, of course, immediately give it back.
Sure.
But I'm like, all right, PCA.
Yeah.
This is a little developmental moment. Two strike, two out, runner in scoring position moment when they're the worst runner in scoring position team in baseball that isn't the A's or the White Sox. Mm. There's the young guy that we don't know if he can hit. He comes through in this moment. I'm like, all right, there we go. Something.
Yeah.
And then, you know. They finally do end up winning that game. But, like, it was just, I don't know, like, some of the little micro things of a guy who's going to matter in the big picture. Like, that's
absolutely.
That is a point for PCA that we should remember. If we're going to talk about the terrible at bats and if he should go to AAA or whatever, it's like, no, that's a moment that we should absolutely. He had a go ahead RBI after your $177 million shortstop hit into a double play with mm-hmm. runners in scoring position. He came through.
Yeah, and he's the one. You know, rookie hitter who's here, rookie offensive player who's here with a chance to show you something and show you that the system is real and show you that they have more coming. I thought there'd be more by now. I really did.
Well, John Morosi might tell us who they're going to trade away, including a name that's going to upset, I think, some of our audience. Next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.